It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Joining us this morning on the Trocare College Live Line, CBS Political Director Finn Gomez, as we look at just under 3 weeks away from Election Day. Of course, Finn, 3 weeks away from Election Day does not mean that the voting hasn't started yet. We've seen it across the country. Early voting has begun. Absentee voting has been going on for a while now. These numbers, too, that we've seen now, we've heard out of Georgia, a lot of people already making up their minds.
Oh, that's absolutely right, and good morning to you all. No, in Georgia, the battleground state of Georgia, which is crucial to both campaigns' path to 270 electoral votes, there, according to election officials there, you are looking at a record turnout in early voting, in-person voting, yesterday. Somewhere around upwards of 328,000 people voted yesterday, according to Georgia election officials. Just shows to you the an indicator the importance of this election with just 20 days away until Election Day.
You know, just because votes are being cast, there's still a lot more to come on Election Day, and both candidates hitting the campaign trail pretty hard and in their own way. How have the two strategies differed here as we get into crunch time?
Well, you know, they are hitting these battleground states, Georgia being one of them, but also there's six others, including, you know, Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, Michigan, North Carolina, Arizona, and Nevada. But right now, both candidates are trying to appeal to those that are not in their base, if you will. We do have, or trying to amplify those base voters. Like what we're seeing with Kamala Harris is that she's been trying to outreach in recent days to black voters to shore up, especially black men voters. We saw some numbers that, yes, she is there on par with Biden's 2020 numbers, but there is some concern amongst her campaign for turnout. But she's also going on Fox News today. She has an interview there with one of their main anchors later tonight. So she is also going to places where may not be a friendly audience, if you will, to try to appeal to moderate Republicans as well. And Donald Trump is basically doing a lot of media as well, and literally had a very testy panel yesterday in Chicago when it came to economic issues like tariffs and other aspects of his platform.
Is this the biggest interview of the campaign right here? You mentioned Harris on Fox News. You can't really run she hasn't done any sort of unfriendly interview or anything like that after an appearance on Fox News, can you?
No, it's a huge interview. It's a very significant interview. I'm a little one-sided here, but I think that her interview with 60 Minutes was a very strong one. I think a very illuminated one about her platform and some other tough questions. But I think this Fox News interview, she's trying to appeal to moderate Republicans here, especially in states like Georgia or even Pennsylvania or in the suburbs of Phoenix. She needs those that are on the bubble, and she's trying to appeal to them. And we are seeing some in our data that those are basically up for grabs in many of these respective states. And again, it's a battle of margins right now. So 10,000 votes here, less than 10,000 votes here, that can make the difference in these key battleground states.
Are people on the bubble watching Fox News? And, you know, I'd ask that same question about any cable news, channel where I feel like if you're watching, if you're tuned into one of those, you're maybe not necessarily an undecided voter. How do you reach the voters that are really not engaged? And how is each campaign trying to do that outside of the traditional media interviews and things like that?
So I think there is a strategy that you're seeing. That's podcasts and other platforms where are untraditional, if you will. They're doing more interviews with podcasters with a far reach. As I mentioned, in Harris's appeal to try to court and shore up black voters, she went on Charlemagne the God yesterday, which is a popular podcaster and radio host, with an appeal to the black voter electorate. But you're seeing more of that. There's also there's been some reporting that she might join the Joe Rogan Show, a very popular podcast that appeals to young males. Right, 80% of their viewership are males or men. So I think, you know, there's a gender gap that we are seeing in our data. And so by attempting to appeal to that specific demographic, she is trying to appeal to those who may be low propensity voters, those who don't often vote. And also, there's not a lot of wiggle room right now when it comes to, you know, the undecided voter. But there is more of a focus on that low propensity voter, that voter who sort of they're trying to mobilize to the polls. And I think that's what both campaigns are trying to effort at this point. But look, it is a barn burner right now. Like those seven crucial battleground states, like in our most recent polling, it showed that it is a dead heat in most of those states.
Does that make a campaign more exhaustive than ever? I mean, you mentioned all these podcasts, and there's a new Gallup poll that showed 31% of people either said they had a great deal or fair amount of trust in mass media. 33% saying not very much. 36% said they have no trust at all in the media. In return, in response to that, and I don't think those numbers are far off from what I've seen, do candidates now have to seek out, now I have to hit up every single outlet that somebody might trust instead?
No, I think what you are seeing, and I think it aligns with what you just asked, is that you are seeing them do more interviews with local affiliates. You do see that, but you also see them with new media, as we call it, not only podcasters in audio journalism, but also with influencers like on TikTok and also, in other social media platforms. They know that's the outreach they need, especially with the obstacle of those of the polling you just described from Gallup. I think by reaching out to these untraditional media platforms, they are trying to appeal to an electorate that may not get that outreach in traditional media platforms.
Finn Gomez, the CBS political director, joins us live here on WBEM. Finn, thanks so much for the time. Appreciate it.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.